We're beginning here on the top of Samach Tera Amud Aleph by the two dots. The Gemara here is discussing Rabbi Akiva's position in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elez and Rabbi Yeshua are arguing, and then Rabbi Akiva picks up the position of Rabbi Yeshua and continues to disagree with Rabbi Elezer's position with regards to what is Docheh Shabbat for Pesach. Rabbi Akiva challenges Rabbi Elezer's opinion from the fact that Hoza'ah Hazaah Tochiach, that the sprinkling on the seventh day of someone who's a Tamei mate is not Docheh to Shabbat, despite the fact that that's going to be Me'akev, the Korban of Pesach. This individual will not be able to participate in the Korban of Pesach. Nevertheless, Hazaah, which Min HaTorah would have been totally fine, Midrabanan, we do not allow you to perform that on Shabbat. We see that, despite the fact that the Shechita of Korban of Pesach is Docheh to Shabbat, Hazaah, which is an issue Midrabanan, is not Docheh to Shabbat. Rabbi Elezer responds to Rabbi Akiva and says that Aleha Nidan. I actually disagree with that point as well. From my perspective, Hazaah should also be mutar. Just like Shechita, which is do'oraita, is mutar, then certainly something that's only an Isur d'Rabbanan, like Hazaah, should be mutar. Then Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elezer and says, well, if that's the case, maybe we should say like this. Just like Hazaah is not do'chet Shabbat, so too Shechita Pesach should not be do'chet Shabbat. If something that's only an Isur d'Rabbanan is not do'chet Shabbat, then something that's an Isur d'oraita certainly should not be do'chet Shabbat. And Rabbi Elezer responds to Rabbi Akiva, how could you say that? Shechita min HaTorah is mutar, because we have the word mo'ado that teaches you that it is mutar and it is docheh to Shabbat. The Korban of Pesach or Shechita to Korban of Pesach is docheh to Shabbat. And Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elezer and says, well, just like you have a mo'ado for Shabbat, where's your mo'ado for Hazaah? And again, as we discussed the Mishnah, that's not exact, because one of them is a din d'rabbonon and one is a din d'oraita. But nevertheless, that is the interchange or the exchange between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva. Tanya, now we have a braita that enhances that discussion between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Akiva. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elezer says, Akiva, b'shchita hishivtani. You ask me from shchita, b'shchita tei mitato. Your death will be by shchita. Now, he was assuming that Rabbi Akiva was really poking fun at him. Rabbi Akiva says, well, just like Hazaah is not docheh to Shabbat, so too Shechita should not be Docheh to Shabbat. And obviously Rabbi Akiva knew that Shechita to Korban of Pesach is Docheh to Shabbat. So Rabbi Elezer felt that Rabbi Akiva was doing it in a way that was not respectful or making fun of him. And therefore he says that because you answer me by Shechita, Shechita dehe mitato, your death should come by Shechita. Not exactly, but obviously it was something that was a curse in a sense to Rabbi Akiva. And we know that Rabbi Akiva died a very unpleasant death. So Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva responds to Rabbi Elezer and says, Alach Bireini, don't be in denial here, B'shat Adin, while we are B'diyun, while we're arguing about this issue. Kach Mikumani Mimcha, this is the Mesorah that I have from you. Hazah Shavut Hi, that Hazah is a Din D'Rabbanon, or Problem D'Rabbanon, V'eino Docheh Shabbat, and it's not Docheh Shabbat. So Rabbi Akiva says to Rabbi Eliezer, I am making a point here, and my point is something that I learned from you. And that's why Rabbi Akiva is presenting in such a manner. Mar says, if Rabbi Elezer really taught Rabbi Akiva the fact that Hazaah is not Docheh to Shabbat, why in our Mishnah has Rabbi Elezer retracted that position? And now he's saying that you can have Hazaah Docheh to Shabbat. So Amar Ula, Rabbi Elezer ki agamrei, Rabbi Elezer, when he taught Rabbi Akiva the din, Hazaah de Truma agamrei, he was talking about Hazaah to eat Truma. He said that when it comes to Hazaah, in order to permit someone to eat Truma for that time period, whether it's then or whether it's after Shabbat, then we are not going to allow it to be Docheh to Shabbat. We're not allowed you to do Hazaah Shvi'i on the seventh day of someone who is Tamei Mate in order to permit them to eat Truma. Because, as we said here, the Truma Gufa lo Docheh Shabbat. Truma itself is not Docheh to Shabbat. I mean, it's not necessary to eat Truma on Shabbat. You can eat Truma after Shabbat. There's nothing about Truma that is specifically permissible on Shabbat and no other time, as opposed to Korban HaPesach. So therefore, the statement of Rabbi Elezer is in a narrower sense. When he says Hazaah is not Docheh to Shabbat, that's in a unique circumstance when the Hazaah is being done in order to permit someone to partake in Truma. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Akiva. On the other hand, here by Korban HaPesach, Rabbi Elezer says the Hazaah is Docheh to Shabbat because the Korban Pesach itself is Docheh to Shabbat. And Rabbi Akiva Nami, Rabbi Akiva himself also, ki otvei Hazaah de Truma otvei. He's actually asking him from the Hazaah of Truma. Shehi mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat Truma. even though, again, it's not something that's kavua lazman, that's not a fixed time that you have to do, but still a mitzvah, v'hi mishum shvut, and there's only an isur d'rabanan standing between this individual and the ability to do the mitzvah, and therefore, it should be permissible according to your logic. V'hu tzavar, and Rabbi Lezer misunderstood Rabbi Akiva, that he was talking about Hazah de Pesach or multiple, that he was asking from the Hazah of Pesach. That's the way that Ula tries to describe the interchange or interaction between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva poses a question from Hazah. Now, the reason he posed a question from Hazah is because that's what he learned from Rabbi Eliezer, that Hazah is not Tuchet HaShabbat. Now, it's true that that Hazah was only referring to Hazah that permitted a person to do Truma or eat Truma, not in a case where it's dealing with the Korban of Pesach. But Rabbi Akiva queried Rabbi Eliezer exactly in that manner. Rabbi Eliezer misunderstood and that thought that Rabbi Akiva was asking about the regards to the Korban HaPesach, and that's why he got upset at him. So now, Meitiv Rabbo, Rabbi says, can that really be the explanation over here? Heishiv Rabbi Akiva Amar. We have in the bright, Rabbi Akiva responded and said, Hazaat Tamei Meit Tochiach, that Hazah for a Tamei Meit will prove my point. Shechashvi Shalom Liot V'Shabbat U'Be'er Pesach, when the seventh day where he has to be sprinkled on order to become tahor, happens to be Shabbat, also happens to be Erev Pesach. Shehi mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to do it, v'hi mishum shvut, and the problem in doing it is only nisud rabbanan, v'enu docha Shabbat, and it does not override Shabbat. So, obviously, Rabbi Akiva's statement is very clear here. He's not asking him a question from Hazad de Chumah, he's asking him from Hazad de Shvi'i, the seventh day of a Tamei Meit. So that cannot be the explanation. Elevadai Hazad de Pesach HaGamrei. It's for certain, Rabbi says, that Rabbi Eliezer had taught Rabbi Akiva that when it comes to Hazah on Shabbat, Erev Pesach, it's not Tuchet HaShabbat. So if Rabbi Akiva himself learned this from Rabbi Eliezer, why is Rabbi Eliezer so surprised that Rabbi Akiva is asking him about this issue? Rabbi says, Rabbi Eliezer, Gamrei, itakerle. Rabbi Eliezer forgot what he had taught Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Akiva, that gurei gamrei. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to hint to Rabbi Eliezer about this issue. He was trying to, through this conversation, remind Rabbi Eliezer what he had taught Rabbi Akiva. V'neimalei b'hadei. So why doesn't Rabbi Akiva just say it straight to Rabbi Eliezer's face? Say, listen, you taught us that Hazah is not Tuchet HaShabbat. Savar Arach Orach Aro. Says that it's not Derech Eretz. It's not proper conduct to remind your Rebbe in such a way, in a straightforward manner, and make him feel bad. So what Rabbi Akiva did is he did it in a circumspect way. He mentioned about Hazah, and then even after that, he didn't remember Rabbi Lezer, so he said to him, Mixed HaKal V'Chomer, trying to remind Rabbi Lezer that he had taught Rabbi Akiva about this din of Hazah. Now, Gemara says, V'Hazah, my time of Lodachi Shabbat. Well, now, the assumption of Rabbi is that Rabbi Lezer agrees with this position that Hazah is not Tuchet HaShabbat. Why isn't it Tuchet HaShabbat? Michdei Tiltulei Ba'almahu, Tidchei Shabbat Mishum Pesach. It's simply a problem, Tiltul, it's simply a problem of Mukseh, which is an Easter to Rabbanan. Why wouldn't you be Tuchet it has Shabbat, or why wouldn't you allow it to happen on Shabbat in order to be ma'apsher, to allow the Korban of Pesach to go through? For a simple issue of muktzah, it doesn't make sense that the Chachamim would uphold their position and prevent a person from doing the Korban of Pesach. So I'm a rabbo. No, it's a greater problem, which is gzeira shemi yitlena ve'avirena da'od amot b'shut rabim. It's a fear that he may carry it for amot b'shut rabim. It's the same problem of mikra migila on Shabbat, the problem of shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbat, fear or lulav on Shabbat, and we're afraid that person's going to carry a dal amot b'shut rabim because he wants to do the mitzvah, because he wants to accomplish item, he will forget and then carry it b'shut rabim, dal b'shut rabim. So in order to prevent that from happening, we say no hazah on Shabbat, even when it falls out on Erev Pesach. And there we have what's called a shevi al taseh. The Chachamim have a right through a shevi al taseh, through a passive relinquishment of doing the mitzvah, to say to you, don't do this mitzvah min ha-Torah. Just like they tell us, don't blow the shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah when it's Shabbat. Don't take the lulav when the first day is Shabbat. Don't read the Megillah. There's only dealing the Rabbanah, but don't read the Megillah on Shabbat, because they can say, be passive, and don't do the mitzvah, and don't enter into this problem of possibly violating the Shabbat. So it's a protection of Shabbat, and therefore the Chachamim upheld their word, even in the face of losing out the mitzvah of shofar, losing out the mitzvah of lulav over here, losing out the ability to bring the Korban HaPesach. Mar says, okay, that's great understanding. Now we have an issue that's a Torah issue possibly, which is that you're going to carry in Rishut HaRabim. Rabbi Lezer, Ne'avre, According to Rabbi Lezer, let him carry it. I doubt I'm over Shutter Mim Tahama. Rabbi Lezer, Machshiri Mitzvah Dochim Etah Shabbat. We know from Rabbi Lezer that something that's a preparation for doing something, for instance, Machshiri Milah, things that are preparation for doing the Milah, if it's necessary for the Milah, it's Dochet Shabbat. Not only is the Milah Dochet Shabbat, but even preparations for it, whether it's carry the knife to go do the Milah, whether it's to make the knife to do the Milah, whatever you need to do the Milah, you can be Dochet Shabbat. So it's over here. Fine, the suspicion, or what we suspect might happen, is that you'll carry it, Rishut Rabim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if you carry it, Rishut Rabim, that's totally permissible, because this is something that's Machshirei Mitzvah. This is going to enable you to do the Korban HaPesach, and it should be permissible. So he says, Amrei, Hani Milahech Degava Gufa Chozi, Verami Chiyuva Alei. That's only true when the individual himself is Ra'oi, is able to do the Mitzvah. And now, the problem between him doing this mitzvah and not doing the mitzvah is whatever the machshirei mitzvah are. So for instance, by milah, the baby is ready to have the milah done. Everything's up in place. They just don't have a knife to do it. So that type of machshirei mitzvah, we allow you to be dochet a Shabbat and to do it in order to do the mitzvah of milah. Of a hocha, in this case, the gavra gufe lo chazi, this individual at this point in time, when we look at him, he can't bring the korban ha-pesach. He's a tamei meit right now. Since he's a tamei meit, he can't bring the korban ha-pesach. So since he can't bring the Korban HaPesach, Machshirei Mitzvah, things that will enable him to do the Korban HaPesach, L'rami Chiyuva Elei, he doesn't have that obligation. If he doesn't have the obligation, those things that enable him to do the Pesach will not be Dochei Et HaShabbat. So there's a distinction within the position of Rabbi Eliezer now. When do we say that Machshirei Mitzvah are Dochim Et HaShabbat? That is when the Mitzvah is available to you. You are ready to do the Mitzvah immediately. The only thing that stands between you and the Mitzvah currently is this Machshirei Mitzvah. In that case, we say it's Dochet Shabbat. On the other hand, when the person or the individual is not ready to do the mitzvah, the item or what he's going to do now actually makes it that he's not chayav in the mitzvah. And since he's not having the mitzvah, we can't say the Machshirei Mitzvah Dochet Shabbat. So Amar Rabbo, L'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbo says, now, with this explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, that there actually be a distinction within the mitzvah of milah. Katan bari, mechamin lo chamim la'avroto. If you have a healthy young baby who's about to have a milah, then you're allowed to heat up hot water for that baby in order to do the milah, because then the hot water, whether it's in a preparatory stage that you wash the milah in order to do the milah, or for afterwards, either way, that's a machshirei mitzvah. And we're going to allow you to do that on Shabbat because the baby is ready to have its milah done. And simply heating up the hot water is something that is going to enable the milah to get done. Fill him alone with Shabbat, and then you'll do the milah on Shabbat. Daha chazilei, because that baby is ra'oi to have a brit milah. Katan choleh. On the other hand, if you have a young child that is sick, ein mechamin lo chamin la'avroto, you cannot heat up water in order to make the child healthy to then allow them to have the milah done. Ulum alone. Daha lo chazilei. Because at the time that you're heating the water for a child that cannot have a brit milah. The heating of the water is what's going to actually make it possible to do the brit milah. But at the time you're heating the water, the baby is not chayav in milah because the baby is sick. And if the baby is sick, then he's patur from milah. So machshirei mitzvah are only dochim at the Shabbat when the person or the mitzvah that's going to be done is ready, available, and we can do it right away. The individual is now obligated to that mitzvah. And now the machshirei mitzvah are going to enable us to do this. But if the individual is not ra'oi, and the machshirei mitzvah are actually what's going to enable them to be chayav in the mitzvah, that is not dochei et haShabbat. Amarovo, be barihu, lamalei chamim lavroto. Rava says, wait a minute, why are you heating up hot water for a baby's healthy? The baby's healthy, there's no reason to heat up hot water for that baby. The baby's ready to have the milah done without the hot water. Hello, Amarovo, akol chulin etzel milah. Everybody's considered to be sick when it comes to milah. Echad katan bari. According to Rabbi Lezer, whether the child is healthy, whether the child is sick, you may not heat up water in order to prepare the baby to make him stronger or healthy in order to do the milah on Shabbat. Because without this hot water, the baby is not chayav in milah. If you could not do the mitzvah of milah without this hot water coming, then the baby actually is not chayav in milah because the baby is considered to be sick. If the baby's sick, then you don't have an obligation in milah. It's not dochet to Shabbat. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you would have to heat the water up prior to Shabbat in order for it to work. And as Tosafot points out, Rabbi Eliezer does believe Machshirei Mitzvah or Machshirei Milah are Dochin at the Shabbat. So Tosafot says that'll be in a case where you heated up the water before Shabbat, And therefore, the baby is no longer considered to be a chole, the gabei milah, because you have the hot water that's going to make him not a chole. Since you have that hot water already ready, the baby now has a chiyuv, now has that obligation, because you can use the hot water to make them into a gavra chazi, make them into someone that is obligated to milah. Once you have that, then the makshiri mitzvah, making the knife, carrying the knife through the shutar abim, whatever makshiri milah you need, will be permissible according to Rabbi Eliezer. So Eitav Abaye, Abaye questions this understanding. Arel Shalomal, if you have someone who is uncircumcised and did not get a milah, anush karet. If on Erev Pesach, if someone who is uncircumcised and they could do the milah on Erev Pesach and they don't do it, they get the punishment of karet, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is according to Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, this individual can't bring the Korban of Pesach at this point in time. He's not obligated in a Korban of Pesach at this moment because he's an RL. If he's not obligated in the Korban of Pesach, how can you suggest that this individual is Chayav Karet? You can only be Chayav Karet if you have the ability to do the Korban of Pesach and you don't do it. You have to be obligated and then opt out of that obligation. Well, if you tell me that someone who's not Ra'ui for doing the Korban of Pesach is not considered to be Chayav, that means the RL who's not ra'ui to do it should not be chayav. He's not chayav. He should not be chayav karet. That's inconsistent with Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. It says, v'ketani anush karet. Alma rami chayuve elei. Pretty clear from here that Rabbi Eliezer believes that the obligation does devolve upon the individual, even though at this moment, they are not able to do it in the state that they are in. But the fact is that during that period of time, during the latter half of the day, during those 6 hours when you have the chayuv of Korban HaPesach, this individual could get a brit milah, and do the Korban of Pesach. And since he chooses not to do that, he's Chayav Karet for the fact that he wants to bring a Korban Pesach, or he's standing there, he could bring a Korban Pesach, and he prevented himself from doing that by not doing the Brit Milah during that period of time. As opposed to a Tamei, or someone who's Bederech Rechoka, someone who's Tamei, or someone who is far away and cannot bring the Korban Pesach during the 6 hours in which the Korban Pesach is brought, that individual, since he's too far away, can't bring it. He can't do anything. He can't bring himself close enough to bring the Korban Pesach. He's just too far away. Or, in terms of the Tumah, he can't get rid of the Tumah in order to bring the Korban of Pesach. That's not within his ability to do that. And therefore, he's not Chayav Karet. He goes to Pesach Sheni. He waits until Pesach Sheni. But in a case where, for instance, like Hazaah, the possibility exists that you could do the sprinkling on him, and he could be Roy for the Korban of Pesach, sounds like there would be an obligation to do it in such a case. So Rabbi Abaye points out to Rabbah, based on this, that your conclusion about the difference between Hazaah and other makshirei mitzvah is just not correct over here. Because Hazaah, even though, yes, you're right, the person's not ra'ui at this moment, but since he has the ability to do it during the 6 hours when there's a chiyuv of a Korban HaPesach, he's considered to be a gavra d'chazi, a gavra that is ra'ui, and has an obligation to do the Korban HaPesach. So that claim doesn't stand up because of this issue by Arel. So Rabbah says, no, there's a distinction between Arel and the case of Hazaah. Kasav Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds in shochtim zorakim al tamei sheretz. You do not do shchita or zrikah on someone who is tamei sheretz. Now tamei sheretz is someone who has tumah, something called tumat erev. It's tamei for a single day. If he goes to the mikveh on that day, then when the sun sets at the end of that day, he will be tahor. If the individual went to the mikveh and now he's at full yom, on him we can't do shchita because what happens is mimlo. The sun sets automatically. And this person will be tahor by night automatically. Since he's already done the maaseh, and it will happen automatically, you're allowed to be shochet and zorek the Korban HaPesach on someone who's gone to the mikveh already, just waiting for the sun to set. On the other hand, someone has yet to go to the mikveh. There's a machloket we're going to see later on in the Masechta as to whether you can be shochet v'zorek al tamei sheretz. Can you be shochet and zorek assuming that this individual will go to the mikveh and then have the sun set and be tahor? Or do we say no? So over here, the Gemara suggests, Rabbah is suggesting that Rabbi Eliezer believes that ain shochatim bezorkim al tamei sheretz. Someone who's tamei sheretz and has yet to go to the mikveh, you cannot be shochet on his behalf. V'chol she'ilu biyachid nidcheh. Anything when it comes to an individual, he will be pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. B'tzibur avdei b'tumah. That the tzibur on Pesach Rishon does it b'tumah. V'chol milta di'ita b'tzibur ita biyachid. And anything that's true by the Tzibur is also true by the Yachid. Whatever is not true by the Tzibur, leta b'yachid, is not apparent by the Yachid. So let's explain that. Arelut. When it comes to an individual who does not have a brit milah, di'ili kulei Tzibur arelimnin, who had the whole Tzibur been people that are uncircumcised, amrinan lehu, we would say to the Tzibur, we'd say to the kahal, kumu mahulu nafshaychu, Go and make sure that you have a brit milah done. Vavidei pischa, and then do your korban haPesach. So yachid nami. So therefore, it's individual. We say to him, Arminle, kul mahu, vavidei pischa. Get up, do your brit milah, and do the Pesach. Vilo mahil. And if you don't do this, vavidei pischa, and they do the Pesach, anush karet, then you're going to be chayav karet. Meaning that the tzibur is not going to be pushed off from Pesach Rishon to Pesach Sheni in this case. We're going to say to the tzibur, the only thing that stands between you and the korban haPesach is a brit milah. Go ahead, do the brit milah, and do the korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So to an individual, we're going to say the same thing. We're going to say, if this person, what's standing between him and the korban haPesach is the fact that he needs to do brit milah, we're going to say you're obligated to do that brit milah. You now have an obligation to do korban haPesach, since you can access the korban Pesach by doing the brit milah, and therefore, if you don't do it, you're going to be a chayav karet. Tuma, on the other hand, when it comes to tuma, the ikulei tzibur tamei minu, if the whole tzibur was tamei, say they were, whether it was tumat sheretz, or they were tamei tumat mate, and it was their seventh day, lo, madich madrina nalahu, we don't force them, lo madina nalahu, we do not sprinkle on them, we don't do hazah on them, ele abdei bituma, we say go ahead and do it bituma, when we have an option here to do hazah, to make everybody tahor. Or we have the other option, which is just to do it bituma. So we say to them, go ahead and do it bituma. We don't obligate them to have the hazah done in order to do it bitahara. We say, go ahead and do the Pesach bituma. So yachanami patur. So too, in that case, the individual, if what stands between him and the korban haPesach is hazah, then we say to him, okay, you don't have to do the hazah. You'll wait till Pesach sheni, and you're not obligated. If you're not obligated, then you're not going to be chayav karet. So through that, Rava explains the difference in Rabbi Eliezer's position. Rabbi Eliezer believes by Hazaah that it's not Tochet Shabbat. Whereas by an Arel who, if he doesn't get the Milah, he's considered to be Chayav Karet, what's the difference between these two individuals or these two options? The answer is that by Hazaah, we say that we're not going to obligate the Tzibur to do such a thing. So too, we're not going to obligate the individual to do such a thing in order to be Ra'oi for the Korban haPesach. And since we're not going to obligate the individual to do it, then it's not Dukhet Shabbat. The person can just wait to Pesach Sheni and do it on Pesach Sheni. So that's why it's not Dukhet Shabbat. On the other hand, when it comes to Arel, by the Arel, we're going to say, listen, the Tzibur, if they were in this position, we would force them to get a Milah. So to the individual, we're going to tell you, go get a Milah. If you don't get it, you're in trouble. You're going to be Chayav Karet for the din of not doing the Korban haPesach. So therefore, as Rashi says, since it's not an obligation for him to do the Hazaah, we don't allow it to override Shabbat. So that would be the difference between the issue of Hazaah versus the issue of Arel. Rabbi Eliezer does say that if someone can get to make it accessible, then the obligation is on that individual to do it and to take care of it, despite the fact that he's not at this moment Chayav in Korban haPesach, like by the case of Arel. Hazah is an exception to the rule because Hazah has a unique standing within Korban haPesach. It is because the possibility that Korban haPesach can be brought bituma b'tzibur. Therefore, we don't obligate the tzibur to do Hazah, so we're not going to obligate the individual to Hazah. The individual is not obligated to do it. We can't have it override Shabbat. So in that case, now we can explain Rabbi Eliezer's position. We can say that Rabbi Eliezer believes that makshirei mitzvah are dochim et haShabbat, and that's even in a case where it's a gabra d'lo chazi, even in a case where the individual is at this moment not ra'ui to do it, but these makshir mitzvah will allow him to do it or give him accessibility to the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, those will all be doche Shabbat. Hazaah, why does Rabbi Eliezer have a different opinion by Hazaah? That's unique, again, to Hazaah in Korban haPesach, which is that since the Pesach can bab bitum'ah, so too, we don't obligate the individual to do the Hazaah, and if he's not obligated to do it, we can't have it be doche to Shabbat. So then, Amar Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rabbi Shu, the Rav of Hari Pesach Sheni, you think that when it comes to Pesach, the Tzibur and the Yochid are always equated. Wait a minute, you have Pesach Sheni, the Leta B'Tzibur. A Tzibur can't do Pesach Sheni, V'Ita B'Yochid, and an individual can do Pesach Sheni. That's why we have Ish Nidchait, that an individual is Nidchait to Pesach Sheni, but that's not the case by a Tzibur. That's not true. There also, there is a connection to the Tzibur. The Tzibur did it on Pesach Rishon. That's why the individual is doing it on Pesach Sheni. The connection is, yes, the Tzibur also has, quote-unquote, Pesach Sheni. It has its Pesach Sheni because it did it on Pesach Rishon. And since it did Pesach Rishon, the Pesach Sheni is really just a derivative of Pesach Rishon. And in that case, the Yochid and the Tzibur still have the same din. So, Meitevei, we have a question on that. Docho yelo yehei anush kareit, lo sheya tahor, lo sheya b'derech rechoka. You would think that the anush karet only applies to someone who was tahor and didn't do the korban haPesach. Shalaya b'derech rechoka was not on a journey or far away from the mikdash, he was present, and he opted out of being a korban Pesach, he'd be chayav karet. Arel, person who was uncircumcised. V'tamei sheretz, someone who was tamei sheretz that could have got himself tahor by the night. V'shar kol atzmeim, or any other tumah where they could have got themselves ready by that night. Minayin, how do we know that those individuals who didn't take care of what they were supposed to take care of and ended up not doing the korban Pesach, how do we know that they are chayav karet? Tamal omar vayish, that them individual, any individual who has the ability or within his control to make himself accessible to the korban of Pesach or able to do the korban Pesach and doesn't do it, he's chayav karet. Arel could do a milah and then be ra'oi for the korban of Pesach. Tamei sheretz could go to the mikveh and then be ra'oi for the korban of Pesach. Since he didn't do that, he's going to be held accountable for it. Now the Gemara says mikveh hadera tamei sheretz. The fact that they're now searching by tamei sheretz to say he's chayav karet, kasavar, it's obvious that this Tana believes ain't shochatim zorkim al tamei sheretz, that you cannot do shchita and tzvika for a tamei sheretz. Because had you had the ability to shecht and be zorek on someone's tamei sheretz, meaning before they go to the mikveh, then why do I have to find a way to say that he is chayev karet, mean that we do the karm pesach for him? We would do karm pesach for him, even though he hasn't gone to the mikveh yet. So he's not going to be chayev karet because he did the karm pesach. Fact is here that this brayta clearly believes that he's not doing the karm pesach and he can't send it with someone else. So this brayta believes, ain't shochatim v'zorkim al tamei sheretz. Because Hainu Tahor. But then that individual is the equivalent of a Tahor, because he could have done the Korban Pesach, even if he remained Tamei Tumat Sheretz. Alma. So we see from this, Afa Gav Delo Chazi, Chiyu Rami Chiyu Ve'ale, that even though the individual is not Ra'oi, because it says, Ein Shochatim Zorkim Tamei Sheretz, nevertheless, we still say that the obligation is devolves upon him. Afa Gav Delo Tzibur Ita Be'achid. Despite the fact that it's not this way by the Tzibur, it's still this apparent, or it is this way by the Yachid. You know, what we see here now is a disconnect. We just created a differentiation for Rabbi Elazar between Arel and Hazaah. What the Gemara now is pointing out is now we have a Baraita that shows you that we have here an individual who we say, Ein Shochatim Zorkim Al Tamei Sheretz, that we don't send a Korban and Pesach on his behalf. And what's standing between this individual and getting Tahor? Well, for the Tamei Sheretz, it means going to the mikveh. For V'chol Shar Tmeim means getting Hazaah done. That's the only thing that stands between them. And despite that fact, we say they're chayav karet. Why are they chayav karet? Because they had the ability to make themselves obligated and to do Korban Pesach. So you see that despite the fact that we're dealing with Hazaah, and by Tzibur, we would tell them to do it bituma. The Tzibur is all Tamei, and they all needed Hazaah. We say, just do it bituma. Don't do the Hazaah. Nevertheless, here, we're saying to the Yachid, you're obligated, and you have to do the Hazaah. If you don't do it, you're going to be chayav karet. So that goes against the explanation that we just gave for Rabbi Eliezer. And obviously, Rabbi Eliezer is the author of this position over here. Hello, Amarova, Kasava Rabbi Eliezer, Shochatim Zorkim Al Tamei Sheretz. Now the answer is that Rabbi Eliezer really believes that you can send your Korban HaPesach by a Tamei Sheretz. V'u'adin l'tamei meit b'shvi shalom. And the same is true for a Tamei meit on his seventh day. So the Hazaah that is blocking you from doing the Korban HaPesach is actually not going to stop you from doing the Korban HaPesach. The fact that you're a Tamei Sheretz now and you've yet to go to the mikveh, and you have to wait for sunset, that's not a problem because you can send your korban on Pesach with someone else. The fact that you're on your seventh day of Tumata Mate and you need Hazaah and have that done, you can send your korban on Pesach with someone else and it's fine. So that's why you're Chayav Karet over here, because you could have sent your korban on Pesach and you didn't send your korban on Pesach, that's why you're Chayav Karet. So then Hazaah Lamai. So then why do you need Hazaah? You could send the korban on Pesach without ever doing Hazaah. Le'achila. The only thing Hazaah is going to let you do is eat from the korban on Pesach. The eating of the Korban HaPesach is not ma'akev. I've spoken about this before. It's a delicate balance within Korban HaPesach. We've said before that you're only obligated to bring a Korban HaPesach when you can eat from the Korban HaPesach. But in the end, you don't actually have to eat from the Korban HaPesach. You just have to have the quote-unquote ability to have eaten from the Korban HaPesach when it's brought in order for it to be on a good Korban HaPesach. On the other hand, if you actually, whether you actually or don't eat from the Korban HaPesach, in the end, does not change whether the Korban HaPesach is a good Korban HaPesach or not. So here, these individuals, even though in the end they cannot eat from the Korban HaPesach, that is not ma'akev, their ability to bring the Korban HaPesach, because at the moment they bring the Korban HaPesach, there's a possibility they could eat from it if they get their Hazaah done. Or if they go to the mikveh and have the sunset, they would have been ra'oi to eat the Korban HaPesach. That's enough to allow us to bring the Korban HaPesach on their behalf and say the fact that they don't eat it that night is not ma'akev. As Rashi says, V'aktiv ish lefiach lo'z le'mitzvah. The fact that you have to eat from the Korban HaPesach is only lechatchila. B'diyev, if you don't eat from the Korban HaPesach, that is totally fine. Tosafot says that's not the case. It's not like Rashi says. Rashi says something much more extensive than what I just explained over here. Rashi says that it's only a din l'chatchila. It's not a din b'di'evet. That achila is not makiv the horam pesach at all. Tosafot says, or describes it the way that we did, which is only in these specific cases where he has the ability to get himself to the point where he could eat from the carbon of pesach, then it's not makiv. But if he cannot eat it, for instance, if he's a tamei gamur and there's no way he could be tahor by nighttime, then that person would not be able to bring the korban on Pesach. So Tosafot has a much narrower view of what this means, that achilah pesachim is not makiv versus Rashi. So amalei rav adar bar avi l'rov v'im kein nimtza pesach nishchat shelo l'ochlav. That means you could bring a korban on Pesach on a whole chabura of individuals who are tamei sheretz, have yet to go to the mikveh, and may never go to the mikveh, and they're never going to eat from the korban on Pesach. And we saw before, if you shech the korban on Pesach shelo l'ochlav for people who can't eat it, it's not a good korban on Pesach. Here you can shech the korban Pesach for all these individuals who in the end are not going to eat from the korban on Pesach. Amalei shelo l'achlav. Shelo l'achlav means someone like a chole uzakein to lo chazi. It's impossible for them to eat the korban on Pesach. Of a high mixa chazi. This individual could eat from the korban on Pesach. Tekunei hu d'lo mitkan. He just didn't get himself fixed up so that he could eat the korban on Pesach. There's a big difference. Shelo l'achlav means that they are physically unable to eat the korban on Pesach. That's something that's problematic in shechting the korban on Pesach. But these individuals who are physically capable of the Karmen Pesach and actually could bring themselves to the point where they could eat from the Karmen Pesach that night, the only thing that they didn't do is take care of what they were supposed to, that's not considered to be Shlodo Achlav, and it's fine to shuk the Karmen Pesach in that manner. So in the end, what we concluded was that why does Rabbi Eliezer believe that Hazah is different than all other items? Rabbi Eliezer believes that Makshiri Mitzvah are Dochnet Shabbat. Makshiri Mitzvah, you're allowed to violate the Shabbat for them. And in the conclusion, we also believe that even for a Gavra, the Lo Chazi, that's even for an individual who is not Ra'ui to do that option or do that mitzvah until you've done whatever preparation you need. Rabbi Eliezer believes that it's Dochet Shabbat. So then, why is Hazah the exception? Why does Rabbi Akiva, who learned from Rabbi Eliezer that Hazah is problematic, why does he believe that that is the exception to the rule and it's not Dochet Shabbat? The answer is because Hazah doesn't make a difference. Hazah is only allowing the individual to eat the Korban HaPesach. Eating from the Korban HaPesach is not to me'akev. According to Rashi, it means that it never is me'akev. Whereas according to Tosafot, it means in a case where you have the possibility of making yourself tahor by nighttime, then if you don't make yourself tahor by night, that's not me'akev, the Korban HaPesach, when you don't eat it. So Hazah is unique because all it does is allows you to eat from the Korban HaPesach. It doesn't permit you to bring the Korban HaPesach because Rabbi Eliezer believes you could bring the Korban HaPesach without ever doing the Hazah, because you can send your Korban HaPesach when you are still a Tamei. While you're still Tamei, we allow you to send the Korban HaPesach to it. That means if you don't send the Korban HaPesach, we're going to make you Chayav Karet, because you could have done it and you didn't do it. So you're Chayav Karet if you don't send it. Number two is, you should send it, despite the fact that you're not going to be able to eat from it that night, because what's preventing you from eating it that night is simply the Hazahar going to the Mikveh to the Tamei Sheretz. You could have done it. It's possible to do it. That's enough to allow you to bring the Korban HaPesach. In the end, we're not going to force you to do the Hazah to be Doche Shabbat for a Shvut Rabbanan, which was not necessary to accomplish the mitzvah of Korban HaPesach. Klara Amar Rabbi Akiva. At the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva gives a principle that it comes to Shabbat, what's Doche Shabbat are things that you couldn't have done before Shabbat. What isn't Doche Shabbat are things that you should have done before Shabbat. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Locha Rabbi Akiva. The Locha is like Rabbi Akiva. It's not Nami Gabi Mila. We have a similar Mishnah in Rabbi Lezer de Mila. Ki Hai Gavna, it says the exact same thing. Any melacha that you could have done from Erev Shabbat is not Dochet Shabbat. Mila, Shev Shada Sota Me'erev Shabbat, Mila, which the eighth day is the mitzvah, you can't do it before Shabbat, then it's Dochet Shabbat. So we have the same principle that Rabbi Akiva mentions by Mila as he does here by Pesach. Therefore, it's not Dochet Shabbat if it's something that you could have done before Shabbat. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Marab say the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. So they say halacha is like Rabbi Akiva here by Pesach, and they say halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Mila, v'tzricha, and we needed to have the halacha said in both of these cases. Diash minun gabi Pesach, have you only told me that halacha is like Rabbi Akiva by Pesach? Hatam mitzvah delo dochu Shabbat. Over there, the makshiri mitzvah, that are not dochu Shabbat, mishum delo nikutu alesh l'shes rebrito. Because even though Korban HaPesach is chayiv karet, it does not have the standing of Brit Milah, which in the Parsha Brit Milah it uses the word Brit 13 times, which gives it a standing of a covenant between man and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, between the Jews and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it has a higher standing. Therefore, maybe it should be Dochet Shabbat. Aval Mila, the Nikritu Alesh, Lesh Yisrael Bidot, Eim Elitchu. Maybe Rabbi would agree that it is Dochet Shabbat. He would subscribe to the position of Rabbi Lezer. V'yesh Meina Mila, if he told me that the Loch is like that by Mila, Hatum the Makshiri Mitzvah Lo Dochu Shabbat, the Lekha Karet. Over there, by Brit Mila, since there's no Karet, that's why we say that the Makshiri Mitzvah not Dochet Shabbat. Now, the truth is that Mitzvah Mila does have a Karet, but it's not immediate. Because if you do the milah tomorrow, then the person's not chayav karet. It's not that day, that moment that you're chayav karet. On the other hand, when it comes to korban pesach, the ikar karet, if you don't do it during this 6-hour window, you're going to be chayav karet. Emolitku, then let's say that the makshir mitzvah are dochin at the Shabbat tzricha. And that's what it teaches us, that Rabbi Akiva, the loch is like Rabbi Akiva, both by korban pesach and by milah. And in both these instances, it teaches us, despite the chumrah in each case, the chumrah of milah that has shloshus terei britot, and the chumrah of pesach that has an immediate karet associated with it, both of them have the same din, which is the makshir mitzvah are not dochim et ha-shabbat. Now, the tzrichuta here is based on the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Marav, as Tosva points out, because we could have thought that in the truth that Rabbi Yehuda Marav really hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And then when it comes to certain items, they just are the chumrah. Like, for instance, by korban pesach, they hold like Rabbi Eliezer all the time. And over here, they're just machmir for the shita of Rabbi Akiva. When it comes to teachers, it's no, that's not the case, that they hold like Rabbi Akiva in all of these instances. Okay, next Mishnah. Ematai mevi chagiga imo. When do you bring a chagiga along with the korban pesach? The Gemara asks, where did chagiga show up here all of a sudden? Bizman shuba b'chol. You only bring a chagiga along with the korban pesach when it's brought on a weekday. B'tahara, when it's brought in the Amis Tahor, not a pesach abba b'tumah. U'b'mu'at. And in a case where there's not enough korban pesach to go around for all the people to be satisfied. Bizman shuba b'shabbat. On the other hand, if the korban pesach was brought on Shabbat, Erev pesach falls out on Shabbat. Birum buba. Or it was brought in a case where you have plenty of meat from the korban pesach for the individual. U'b'tumah. Or it comes to the case where the pesach is bought b'tumah. Tzibur, the robot tzibur tamei, and they're bringing a korban pesach b'tumah. You don't bring along with it the chagigat. This is what we call chagigat yudalit. It's a korban that comes along with the korban of pesach called chagigat yudalit. Chagigat hayta ba'ah. The chagigat itself comes from minatzonum, mina bakar, mina kvasim, mina izim. It can come from both sheep, goats, cattle. It can come from any one of these animals. Mina zacharim, mina kevot. It comes from male or female. It means the equivalent of a shlamim, which is not true by the korban of pesach. Korban of pesach can only come from tzon. Can only come from goats and sheep. Zachar, it has to be a male. Like a korban ha-shlamim, this chagiga is eaten for 2 days and one night, as opposed to the korban ha-pesach, which is only eaten for one night, and that's it. So my tano, the tani chagiga, where did the tano all of a sudden start talking about a korban chagiga? Tana, harkav tov avato delo dochi shabbat, because it talked about in the previous Mishnah, certain things that are isurei derabbanan that are not dochi shabbat. Tananami Chagiga lo dachi Shabbat. So it brings down the Chagiga, which is also another item that's not doche et Shabbat. V'hachi kamar, this is what he means. Ema to mivimo Chagiga. When do they bring a Chagiga with it? Bizman shuba b'chol. That's only when it comes on a weekday. B'tahara u'bimu'at. When it's brought on a weekday, when it's brought b'tahara, and it's a case there's not enough meat for all those people eating the korban pesach. Samar Ravashi shmamina Chagigat abasar lav chovahi. What you see from this is that bringing the korban Chagigat yudalit is not an obligation. The isakadatcha chovahi, if it really was an obligation, tayte b'shabbat, it should bring, it should be docha shabbat. If it's a chovah, shekavua lazman, it would be docha shabbat. But tayte b'miruba, and should be brought even in a case where there is sufficient meat for everybody to eat. But tayte b'tumah, and even everybody is b'tesakabah b'tumah, should bring it. B'umat mio maitai ma'atya. So the Gemara asks in the end, so why do we bring a korban chagigat yudalit when there's not enough meat to go around? So that is, k'detanya chagiga abai ma'pesach nechelet tchila. The reason you bring Chagigat Yudalit is because it's eaten before the Korban Esa, Kadesh Pesach Nechal Alasova. So the Pesach should be eaten Alasova when one individual is satisfied. So they should eat the Korban Pesach after they're satisfied. As Tosafot points out over here, that, what does that mean, Alasova? That means that the issue of Sova is only a Din Derabonon. That you should eat the Korban Pesach based on Yushami, that's only a Din Derabonon. In order to facilitate you eating the Korban Pesach Alasova, we allow you to bring Chagigat Yudalit. Now, the Yushami does point out that because we don't want you to break the bones of the Korban HaPesach. If you can eat so hurriedly or quickly, you might actually come to an Isur Doraita. So the Rabbonon said that, don't do this in order that, or bring the Chagigat Yudalit, you won't have that problem. But since it's only an obligation to Rabbonon, it doesn't override Tuma, it doesn't override Shabbat, and it's not going to be necessary in a case where there's sufficient Korban HaPesach to go around to all the individuals. Rashi says, She'inanim b'chilat o v'techashev lahem. That the eat ala sova means that the korban pesach shouldn't be something that you're gobbling down because it would not be proper. It's not the proper conduct for korban pesach. So chagigat yudalit allows you to do this, but it's not so clear. The chagigat yudalit could be a din derabonon or could be a din de oraita. Might be a din derabonon to prevent shvirat etzem to do whatever it is to eat it ala sova. The other possibility is Rashi in other places notes when it comes to kodeshim that there's a requirement to eat it kimelachit like princely in a certain manner, and that's to eat it ala sova. And so Korban Pesach might have that same demand, Mina Torah, and therefore we bring Chagigat Yudalit. Now that's something L'chatchila, But b'diavad, if you don't have that, then it'd be okay. So the only time we're going to say that you have to bring the chagigah d'yudalad is in a case where it's not a violation of Shabbat, it's not a violation of Tumah, so on and so forth. Okay, we'll stop over here.